Hi everybody, Casey Zander here, and in today's video we're going to be discussing why men must stay dedicated, and specifically why dedication is going to be the masculine forefront if you want to achieve any sort of success within your life. Now guys, this is for the type of guy who truly wants to be full stack. This is for the type of man who wants vision, mission, principles, purpose in his life, and wants to be fulfilled, okay? Now, this is going to be the secrets in order to obtain not only the type of dating and relationship life that you want, but to unlock the level of wealth and, quite frankly, success in any area. And the reason why, you know, like I'll put up this thumbnail right here just so you can see, like, the masculine transformation over time from boy to man, okay, and what it actually takes. Now, the truth is, you can have everything in life. You really can, okay? You can have the amazing physique and strength by putting the time into the gym. You can have the multi-million dollar business and income. You can have the robust, amazing dating life. But the truth is, you just can't have it all at the same time. I think that that's going to be the biggest kicker for a lot of guys who want short-term results and short-term quick metrics of success. Because you got to understand here, we live in this awkward kind of Instagram age. This awkward Instagram age where it's like, yeah, you know, I'm comparing myself to that type of guy who has XYZ followers, or that type of guy who has XYZ bank account, or that guy who has XYZ status. And what's missing from all of this is the journey that it actually takes to get there. And quite frankly, if you do not have dedication, which we're actually going to talk about what that means, not from a week to week, not from a month to month span, but what dedication actually means in a year to year consistent micro 1% gain. If you don't have that fundamental backbone, you're going to be in for a rude awakening. And today I'm going to take you through that entire journey. Now, the reason why I find this video to be one of probably the most important that I have ever made is because I see so many men on the brink of success. Like, they could break through if they just had this one trait. Like, there's so many guys who are smart, or they're witty, right, or they're charismatic, but because they don't put the work into the lengths and the depths necessary day after day repetitively, they seem to fail, okay? So you can have everything in life, you really can, but you just can't have it all at the same time. You have to take, there are seasons to life. There's periods to your life as a man. There's periods and hardships, ups and downs that you will have to go through. And let's actually look at like the forefront and the backbone of success. I'm a firm believer that the number one way to have success, whether that be in your dating and relationship life, and especially guys who want to make more money and be business and be entrepreneurial driven, is the first habit and the first metric of success is going to be you getting into the gym and you building your body. And here is why. When you build your body and you build your strength, okay, you build your grit and you build your internal mindset, you have to understand that a physique and a well-rounded structure and strength and low body fat, these are things that you cannot buy in a bottle. These are things that nobody can give you. These are things that cannot be passed down by inheritance. These are things that require constant upkeep. Okay, these are things that require year after year consistent dedication. So what happens is when you see a guy with, you know, chiseled six-pack abs or great physique, you know, sub 10% body fat, looking like, you know, they're King Kong or Hercules, a lot of times guys will just see the end result of that. They say, oh, you know, they make excuses for their shortcomings. They say, that guy's on steroids. Oh, that guy was dealt a better hand genetically. You know, that guy did that. That guy did this. That guy's just gifted. I just wasn't dealt that right hand. And they start making excuses, right? And this victim mentality comes. And the truth is most guys are just too soft. They know they're pansies. They know they're soft, and they just don't have the dedication to stick it through. They don't have the dedication to keep going. They don't have the dedication to be sore. They don't have the dedication to tell their friends, no, you know, I can't go out drinking tonight. I have to actually do this workout, and then I have to meal prep, and I have to make sure my life's on point. They don't have the balls to do that. I am a firm believer that if you can actually internalize the traits of dedication to build your body year after year, you have to understand a physique and strength, any metric of physical health, it can't be taken away from you once you have earned it, but it can be taken away from you if you do not upkeep it. It's the only true metric that you actually have the ability to obtain. Every single guy that I know who wants to do better in business, who wants to make more money, like if you just take one look at them and you see that they have a 30-pound spare tire below the waistline, you see that their face is puffy, you see that they're full of alcohol, they're full of Cheetos, they're full of bad food, you will know right from the get-go that there's no way you're going to be optimized to the level that you want to be when it comes to business. Just think about that for a second. If you have a man who is actually on his vision, actually on his purpose, trying to accomplish the things in life that he wants in business and make the type of money that he wants, do you think that he is going to have one hell of an advantage and one hell of a leg up if his mind and his body is optimized? If his sleep is dialed in, if he's not having to spend, you know, Saturday morning and Sunday morning recovering from his hangover after getting binge drink wasted? But that's what it's became for most men. They live in this overgrown frat boy lifestyle for their entire life, and then they wonder why they don't have the type of dating or relationship life that they want. You know, the transition from boy to man truly is one that is going to require dedication. And that brings me to my next step. Okay, dedication, once you have ingrained these levels of fitness or these level of, you know, body markers in yourself where you have maybe achieved like the V-tape or you've achieved strong shoulders, you walk with a certain edge or confidence to you because you know that you have done the work that most people can't. I have seen time and time again that level of perseverance and fighting through those hardships 100% of the time copy-paste into a guy's dating life, and I'm going to explain why. When you like how you look genuinely, like you can look in the mirror and you genuinely like, appreciate, and enjoy how you look, that does something to your demeanor. You smile just a little bit differently. You don't stutter when you speak because you genuinely feel as if you've built something strong for yourself. And when you approach that woman or when you talk to that woman, you genuinely view yourself as attractive because of the work that you've done. Now, make no mistake, I'm going to say this again. The journey from boy to man takes dedication. There is going to be hardships, okay? Everything in life is nervous when you first do it. Everything in life is full of anxiety when you first do it. The first time you get under the barbell and you do 225 on incline for your very first rep, you're probably nervous. The first time you back squat 315, you're probably nervous. You don't know if you're going to get it up, but you fight through that anxiety regardless because you have dedication to stick it out and persevere. See, these are the backbones of masculinity that most guys are just not taught. You have to understand how powerful that is. So when a guy has not done the work on his body, it's hard for him to like how he looks. It's hard for him to have the internal conviction when he is in front of that woman. It's hard for him to have the internal conviction to view himself as an attractive man. Every guy that I've seen who has managed to do the work on their body, they typically, with enough coaxing and with enough understanding of what it actually means to be a man, they can actually start to copy paste those habits into the lifestyle when it comes to dating, because their first approach will be scary. Their second approach will be scary. But eventually you're desensitized, just like you were desensitized in the gym when you hit that first new PR. And everything in life, there's dips and valleys. Everything in life, there's emotional hardship that comes with it. Your job is to stay dedicated and persevere even when you don't feel like it. Guys who understand this, guys who have the internal conviction to look at their life in spans of 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, they look at the long-term ROI in their life because they let life be long if they just let it. Those are the guys who start to win. You see, every single time I have ever mentored somebody in business, half the time, half the battle the first couple months is just rewiring their brain as to how to think and not look for short-term gratification and short-term spikes. If your dopamine receptors are constantly being beaten down by dirty websites you shouldn't be on, if they're constantly being beaten down by video games giving you the next spike where you think that you've just unlocked some sort of achievement, things like that are going to destroy your motivation. Things like that are going to make you feel like you have a false sense of accomplishment, because if everything is easy, if everything is at the touch of your fingertips, you will not have the dedication to persevere and to stick through when most guys will. Dedication is everything in life, and dedication is going to be the only way to look at the long-term ROI. When you first start your entrepreneurial journey, you will wonder every single day for probably the first 2 to 3 years if you're going psychotic. If you have enough grit to sacrifice and to stay true to just blind truth because you think and you believe in yourself that it will work, or if you will give up and you'll throw in the towel. And the key is you can have it all, but you just can't have it all at the same time. There is things of your life you have to get into order, and there is seasons. And these are not seasons of one day or 1 week writing down affirmations. There are seasons to everything in life. My first 5 years was getting my fitness on point from ages 18 to about 22, 23. and understanding what it means to get on a consistent sleep cycle, not be drunk, right? Be able to have confidence without being drunk, okay? Little things like that where building your body and hitting strength progression and strength PRs and holding yourself to achieving those strength PRs regardless of how you feel because you set out to stay dedicated to your craft. That was a season. The next season that you can take a lot of those metrics from that you learn by staying dedicated is being dedicated to doing uncomfortable things and taking risks in life, even if you don't feel like it. And that stems from going after what you want in the dating game. And last but not least, everything that I have done and everything that I've seen guys do, they can take these skills in both areas and they can actually apply that mindset to their business and to their entrepreneurial life. Because the truth is, if you want to escape, right, if you want to escape the fixed income of what everybody else is in, you're going to have to do things differently and you're going to have to stay dedicated to your craft. And that's why the only way, like if you look at the first 200 to 300 videos on this channel, why were they all about purpose? Because purpose is the only thing that will keep you inside of this game long enough. When you feel as if you have value as a man or value as a person and you're put on this earth for a specific reason, like you feel like you have purpose to be here. Your purpose is to work on your craft. Your purpose is to work on your mission. Your purpose is to do these things. You no longer feel like work. You no longer feel like it is work. It no longer becomes about a 30-hour work week, a 40-hour work week. Like you could be working 50 hours a week, 60 hours a week, 80 hours a week, and it doesn't matter because you're on your mission. You're on your purpose. You feel as if you have value and there is something for you to do on this earth. So the real reason that I'm making this video is because I don't want you guys to be one of those guys who were just like right there. Like you were right there and you could have made it if you just understood. Because there were, looking back on my life, like there were so many guys in high school where they were just far superior genetically. They hit puberty quicker, you know, things like that. And it's just like they far surpass them because they did not put in the work. There's people who were far smarter than me. When it came to business endeavors, like I just far surpassed them because I was willing to put in the work. And when you look at your day-to-day life as progression and goals you must hit, you must stay dedicated, you can turn yourself into one hell of an animal. The type of person where you didn't even think you could become that, but it stems from dedication. And you can have it all, but you just cannot have it all at the same time. There are seasons to this life. There are seasons where you have to put in not only the weeks or the months, but the years over and over and over to exit a season and use the skills that you learned in that season to grow and develop and flourish into other areas. So this is why a truly masculine man, you must have dedication. Dedication is the backbone to getting whatever you want. And sticking through hard times and having that grit and that perseverance will turn you into the type of person that you want to be. So just some food for thought for today. Guys, I really hope you liked this video. I hope it served you. Hit the like button, comment, and subscribe, and we'll see you in the next one.